The attention was concentrated on modify the atmosphere, on modify the energy, the intensity, modify the analytical tools.
And the role of silica got forgotten entirely. Dr. Saladino's team wanted to see if the glass was doing anything in the reaction. To test this, they set up three different versions of the original experiment, where everything was the same except the containers. For comparison, they chose Teflon, which does not dissolve when holding an alkaline solution the way glass does.
There is the experiment only glass, the experiment only Teflon, and in the medium, there is the experiment in Teflon with some pieces of glass added inside.
Then they used a technique called mass spectrometry to analyze what each reaction produced. Mass spectrometry is great for figuring out what kinds of molecules are in a complex mixture. They found that Teflon produced very few organic compounds. There were more compounds in the Teflon with glass pieces, but the glass container, by far, created the greatest number and largest variety of organic molecules. The mechanism of exactly how the silica helps catalyze the reaction is not clear yet, but it very clearly does. The obvious question then is, was there silica available in the early Earth environment?
The water is not suspended in the vacuum, no? The water is in geochemistry, is surrounded by minerals. Silica and borosilicate are the most abundant minerals surrounding the water.
The team has two next major objectives in mind. First, to try updating the experiment to model more closely the amount of silica that would have been available in the early Earth. And second, they want to try replacing silica with extraterrestrial minerals, like pieces of meteorite or rocks from other planets. Apart from just being very cool, that would give a more concrete idea of how to look for life in space. But here on Earth, coming one step closer to fully understanding why we exist is that much more satisfying. Even after nearly 70 years, a key discovery in our complex origin story still carries new revelations. As the authors say in the paper, the role of the rocks was hidden in the walls of the reactors. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Sarah Vitek.